The Swiss City Guide podcast. Insider information on Switzerland's cities.
Thanks for downloading this Swiss City Guide of essential things to do in Lausanne. The geographical location of Lausanne could hardly be more picturesque. Its setting on the shores of Lake Geneva with stunning views to the French Alps is a panorama not to be forgotten. Lausanne is a green city. Beautiful parks and the wonderfully varied countryside surroundings occupy a special place in Lausanne's urban concept. Just a few minutes away from the cosmopolitan shopping centre, there are many opportunities for a moment's relaxation or sporting fun in the sun. A great example of Lausanne's passion for parcs is the 19th century Parc de Mont-Repos, a 5-minute walk east of the old town. It's a beautiful example of an English-style park with ponds and aviary, as well as giant trees and great spots for a shady picnic. There is also a playground with a tiny but stylish cafe next to it, which is always busy with smart parents and well-dressed children. It's a lovely spot for a quiet breakfast on Sunday mornings. If you are looking for a more active Sunday afternoon, then head to the beach. The area of Vidi is as close as you can get to a day at the seaside in Switzerland. On hot summer days, Vidi is packed full with sunbathers lounging on the man-made beaches and swimming in the lake. It's especially popular, though, for rollerblading and barbecues. Huge groups of families and friends decamp from their apartments to Vidi, bringing with them intricate collections of fold-away dining tables, chairs and cutlery. Often they will be cooking for around 20 people or more. There are always volleyball matches going on, and you can hire out pedalos or visit the Roman ruins. For kids, there is a sweet miniature train ride through the trees, plus lots of fountains and playgrounds. Vidi on a Sunday afternoon is an essential slice of Lausanne's leisure time. Another great lakefront location in Lausanne is the stylish port of Ouchy. It's home also to the legendary grand style of the Beau Rivage Palace, one of Switzerland's most famous hotels. Its Cinq Mondes Spa offers a unique opportunity to wind down Swiss style without leaving the city centre. At 15,000 square feet, it's the first of its kind in a city centre in Switzerland. This vast and stylish space offers ancient health and beauty treatments from around the world. Lucas Johansson, Executive Assistant Manager of the Beau Rivage Palace, tells us more about this incredible space.
Well, the Spa Cinq Mondes is the first time it opened. It's one of their spas in Switzerland. There's already a day spa in France, in Paris, which is the original one. And then they're also implanted in different parts of France, Mauritius, they're Morocco. But for now, we're on the eighth spa that opened for Cinq Mondes. So we're the unique concept of Spa Cinq Mondes we have now in Beau Rivage Palace.
Can you perhaps talk about the relationship it has with the hotel, so we can explain that.
The spa?
Yeah.
Well, we're sitting downstairs, we're sitting in the gardens, we're looking over the lake, so that's what we're doing from the spa. The placement of the spa itself is 1,500 square meters, and you come down from the hotel, you take a lift down, you come out into the area, and you have the lake right in front of you with the gardens in between. So you come from the Palace five-star hotel into an area of tranquility. We're very much water-oriented and a very natural environment with a very relaxation. It's the key, basically.
And can you tell us about the name? Because the philosophy seems to combine lots of different worlds, mm-hmm. and lots of Japanese and...
Well, I'm not the expert therein. That's why we're working with the Cinq Mondes. The creators of Cinq Mondes are Jean-Louis and Nathalie Poirot. Now, they spent 10 years traveling around the world, picking up the best treatments from around the world. We had treatments from Asia, from Northern Africa, from Morocco, Tunisia. We have it from Japan, from India. So they're taking treatments from everywhere, worked on the products, and come up with the whole concept, built the concept around the best treatments around the five worlds, the Cinq Mondes.
And we're sitting here in the couple suite. Mm-hmm. Can you explain more about this service here, and because it's very special and it's obviously quite a unique opportunity.
Coming in here, we have everything in one area. We have the changing rooms, we have bathrooms, we have two treatment beds. We have, as you see here, a massive Japanese wooden bath for two. We have a steam room as well as the shower and everything. So either you come to treat yourself, to pamper yourself, or you come as a couple and enjoy an afternoon or morning having treatments, following each other. You have two large armchairs that you can relax in. So even two, three girlfriends coming together for an afternoon, taking turns in treatments, having baths, and then with a terrace outside in the summertime, the private terrace and the gardens,
it's beautiful.
It's a nice place to be.
Visiting Switzerland? Visit myswitzerland.com.
The medieval town centre is full of small alleyways, boutiques, cafes and restaurants. From the 7th to the 15th of July, the Old Town hosts its own Festival de la Cité. The streets fill up with stages and bars for this outdoor festival featuring theatre, dance and live music. You can drink a caipirinha or sample the local sausages while watching street performers reading poetry or swallowing Swiss Army knives. Finally, the Bellerive area is a good spot to head to day or night for some simple summer fun. The Bellerive swimming pool is a huge 1930s-style complex packed with pools, table tennis, sunbathers and beach volleyball. And there are, of course, those stunning views of the lake and Alps. In the evening in Bellerive, during July and August, there is also the outdoor Orange Cinema, where you can chill out with tapas, wine and this year's big summer blockbuster.
For more information, why not listen to other Swiss City Guide podcasts at myswitzerland.com.